voice off. Dumbass. It's fine.
Oh my goodness. Oh, we're recording, by the way.
Hi.
Sorry. Good morning. Good morning. No, I did not want to get out of bed this morning.
It is not morning anymore. It is well afternoon.
Oh, it's afternoon. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. It is gloomy. It is wet. Not my favorite of days.
I think I'm feeling antsier than I anticipated today. But
again, I think the weather really just has a lot to do with it.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. How's your morning?
Pretty good. Low key.
Same.
Caught up with some friends over text message. Got scared by the news and put it away, mm-hmm. which I like. It's a very good thing. Just put it away. You know enough.
Stay informed, but don't go overboard.
Yeah. How about you? How's your morning?
My morning has been good. Did not want to get out of bed, so I stayed in bed.
Love that.
Watched, caught up on Zoe's Extraordinary playlist.
How'd
Hulu.
You like it?
I love the show. It is a mess, and I say that in the best of ways. It is campy, it's bright, it's cute.
I love it.
I like the songs.
Oh, amazing.
You know, it's lovely.
That's so fun.
Yeah, and then I started watching the sequel, too, because last night I watched Three Men and a Baby.
Okay.
And so this morning, with Tom Selleck and Margaret Collin and Ted Danson and, yeah, ridiculous movie. Ridiculous movie. And
can you give me, like, a sentence long summary?
Okay, yes. So the premise is there are these three men that live together. There was a baby that was dropped off on their doorstep
and
they have to care for it.
Okay.
And hilarity ensues. And it's
obviously, because when was it made?
I think this one was made in 87.
Oh, yeah. Or something. Oh, my God. Late 80s. I can imagine the...
Yeah, and then the sequel, which is...
quote-unquote, like, stereotypical men. Straight men.
Hello, Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Hello.
True. Oh, my God, yeah.
Side note, I was watching the credits in the beginning. Guess who directed it?
Who?
Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Isn't that so random?
So random.
Over my head, I had no idea he was a director, let alone a director at that point in his career.
What else does he do?
He played Spock for years and years and years and years and years. He's the Spock.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I can picture him.
Yes.
Who knew? Now you know.
It's crazy,
learn something
right?
every day. So you watched the sequel?
So I started watching the sequel this morning. Lovely. It's lovely. And it's really cool to see New York City frozen in time on screen like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh,
They live on the Upper West Side.
I love movies that take place in New York.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the reason, honestly, as problematic as Sex and the City is, why I can go back to it really regularly, because New York is how it, like, is a character.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. And I love this city.
I love this city. I mean, we've talked about this, how much we love New York City.
But,
yeah.
I mean,
it's tough, but we love.
Yeah. But I think that's part of the beauty of it. Yeah. I mean, we could do a whole episode about New York. Maybe we should. Does anyone?
Ooh, we should do an episode of New York.
And, like, things we love and
things we don't like, besides just me not liking laundry.
Even the things we don't like that have become part of the reason that we love it. Because you know there's something there. All right.
Oh, okay, so that's in the works.
Love that.
New York City episode. Do you have any updates for me? I know you win. So that's another yes.
Okay.
I know you went on a video date call yesterday.
Yes, my second video date.
Now, this was the first time with this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been talking to this particular individual?
2 weeks.
Okay. And who initiated the, hey, let's video conference?
He did.
We like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you did your hair.
I know. I did my hair and hair. Did my makeup for the second time this week. Third time this week in the past 10 days. And we talked and it was really nice. We have a lot of like similarities in like he's in theater. He's like really into like clothes and fashion and like it's definitely a little funky, has tattoos. It's ironic. If you look at like the pattern of our like work history, it like lines up very similarly. I guess that's like a natural progression. But I feel like it's rare I encounter people that feel so similar. I don't know.
Now, you talk about the similarities in career. What similarities do you have beyond just career that excite you?
We have the same taste in bad TV.
Okay, can you give us an example of what your version? Because you like bad TV, but I think yesterday you were talking about how there was some sort of obscure bad TV that you both liked.
No, I guess this isn't so obscure, but The Challenge on MTV.
It's is that the one where they're running around and doing all these obstacle courses?
Yeah, I mean, it's the competition version of The Real World. That's how it started, and it kind of progressed to its own personality.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's was originally The Real World Road Rules Challenge, but now it's just called The Challenge, and it's expanded to now they incorporate reality stars from across the world.
Oh, cool.
Big Brother UK and American Ninja Warrior and whatever. All these MTV reality shows in the UK now contribute members, so it's a fun mix of people, but it's garbage. Such garbage. And
we love garbage. Yeah, I mean, a bit of garbage.
If we've learned nothing else about Adina from this past week and a half, is that she loves her garbage TV and finds it deeply comforting. But bonding over specifically that show, I never talk about that show with people. Never.
And yet you found...
I know. A date. Someone who I find... attractive.
And he's cute too,
right? He's totally cute. He's smart. He's got style in the theater world. So appreciates me nerding out about theater.
Is he in the night shift of theater world or in the day shift? Okay.
So it's kind of an interesting mix. Probably long-term hours of a teacher, but also in theory is having his plays produced.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. So. Because in the theater world, I feel like I tell people there are kind of three different shifts in it. There are the 9-to-5 people like me. Well, yes, there are 9-to-5 people where I mostly operate in, where you go to work in the morning, you're done in the evening, you go home, you have your weekends off. Then you have your evening shift, which are a lot of the people who work on Broadway that are running the shows.
Yes.
Doing the prep work and the day work, and then are the dressers backstage.
Yeah.
Then you have the other side of people that are working the 6 days a week, 12-hour days, oftentimes on set.
Yeah.
For film, television. What have you.
Yeah.
That is a whole other kind of their own world of a schedule as well.
Yes, absolutely.
That is the tough thing. I mean, I work in the 9-to-5 world, but I do a lot of outside work as well. I'm working all the time just because I enjoy it. But also, that's New York City. That's the grind. You got to make your coin. You got to make your rent. You got to pay your bills.
Yeah.
And it is often difficult to find somebody that is going to be open, accepting, and patient with your schedule and your grind and your passion.
Yeah, and that's also something I refuse to apologize for.
And don't apologize for it, because that's who you are. This is what I am. This is what we do.
Yeah.
And if you can't be on board with this, then this is not going to work out.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah.
But this is not going to be a thing.
I agree. But yeah, so it was an exciting first Zoom. Hopefully of many.
Oh, you did Zoom.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like the hot new thing.
I guess this is the hot new thing. I have literally never heard of Zoom. The only Zoom thing I ever knew before this was on PBS when I was a kid. There was this TV show called Zoom. I love Zoom. Yes, I loved Zoom.
I wanted to be on Zoom. I looked up how to apply when I was younger. For those who don't know, Zoom was a TV show from PBS, but in Boston. They filmed in Boston.
Watched it in Kentucky.
No, but they filmed it in Boston, but they aired it.
Oh, okay, okay,
It was a WGBH Boston PBS show.
Yeah, okay. WGBH, I know them.
I just remember the,
No, I believe you.
And it was a show where there was this cast of kids who would do,
pretty diverse cast of kids, actually,
who would do cooking and crafts and science experiments. It was kind of a variety, show.
Anything educational. They would talk about grammar and language. Yeah. They had their own language called Ubby Dubby language.
Yeah.
Did you ever learn how to speak that?
No, did you?
I did a little bit. It was a fun show. It was cute.
It was that and Arthur were probably my favorite.
Arthur! I love Arthur.
We're getting nostalgic on you here.
You read the whole articles about how the teacher came out. He got married to a man.
Yes. Oh, I did know that.
I about cried. I was like, This is so fabulous. Yeah. I love it. Arthur, I also really loved Wishbone.
Can I flex on you right now?
Please flex on. I don't know what that means, Arthur. But flex me.
Just show off a little bit. So you know how in Arthur, here's the words from us kids.
Yes.
When I was younger, we knew the guy who made those.
How cool.
Yeah, my dad knew him. They filmed a lot of them in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's where are they now? What's happening?
I don't have to say I don't know where they are now or what's happening now, but I was friends with the kid for a while. His name was Jack.
Jack, if you are out there listening, email us diariesofacovid19affair@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Let us know how you are doing. I guess we could also Google them.
I suppose we could. And my dad's going to hear this and now tell me about
okay.
it. So, Dad, I expect an update.
Yes. Send us an update. We'll give it out to the listeners. It'll be fabulous.
About the Arthur kids.
I love PBS.
Oh my gosh, me too.
I mean, putting aside the fact that I had very few channels growing up.
Same.
That was one of them. I really enjoyed PBS yeah. quite a lot. Sesame Street was something that my mother actually did not care for me to watch growing
Interesting.
Up. She was said it was too ADHD.
All right.
Bounce to bounce, bounce. But that's very much in my nature. That's kind of how I operate. That's yeah. who I am. So maybe she just didn't want to perpetuate a current problem.
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. That's a
I don't
really
know.
Funny thought.
Anyway, okay. So.
Do you have any updates?
Yes, I have an update.
Okay.
Last night.
Okay.
It was around 2 a.m.
Oh gosh.
I'm in my bed and I'm woken up. What is this furry thing? Oh my God. I wake up. Popeye is staring me in the face. I freak out, jump back. He stays just cool and calm as a cat. He twirls around a bit and just plops down in bed.
Like so he's you had there. A buddy.
I had a buddy. Unfortunately, I am too allergic to the point where I can't have him in my bed. So
yeah.
I let him lay there for a minute. We cuddled a little bit. We had a moment. Then I said,
love
ya. You gotta go.
Yeah.
You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here.
And he has a nice bed
he
next
does.
To the radiator. There will be Popeye updates on my Instagram if you want to follow it.
Yes. He's very much acclimating. He is. He's definitely.
He's doing good here.
Yeah. Getting.
And he's really nice to have here.
He's nice. It's nice to have a little extra something going on
yeah.
around here. Okay, so in today's episode, I thought it would be cool to talk about our careers, what we do, how we got here,
yeah.
why we ended up doing what we are doing. Because I don't know about you, but for me, costumes was a complete and total accident. I never meant to do this.
Really?
Yes.
Now I want that story.
Oh, you want that? Well, my story?
Yeah. I didn't know you never meant to do this.
Oh, this was a complete accident. Costumes was never on my radar, ever.
What was?
Honey, look, have you heard me speak? Have you seen this personality? I wanted to be...
You want to be on stage?
An actor.
Really? Okay.
Musical theater.
That's so funny.
Name in the bright lights of Broadway.
I guess that
Singing and
sense.
Dancing his way to a Tony. But no such luck.
When did you accept or realize that there was no such luck?
So it was my freshman year of college toward
okay.
the end. And I, as an artist, we are constantly learning, growing, evolving. That's very much in the nature of our line of work. And even though we aren't on stage or necessarily creating beautiful paintings, we are artists very much in our own
Absolutely.
Right. And as well, we have to be very in tune to other people's art.
Yes.
And I realized that I was not growing. I was very stagnant, the same. And I didn't like that. As well, when I started to associate being an actor as a job
mm-hmm.
and relate it to a paycheck,
yeah.
that completely took all the fun out of it for me.
Interesting.
So I said, you know what? If I'm ever going to do this, now is not the time.
Yeah.
I need to find something else. And I was very lucky that the school that I went to offered a lot of venues for exploration. It was a small enough program to where I could dabble in lights and dabble in sound and work in the box office.
You went to
a
liberal arts college?
I did. Got a BA in theater with an emphasis in costumes. So cool. I did everything. I went to the light shop. I did light hangs. I worked in the sound booth. I stage managed shows. I house managed. I did everything. And I knew how to use a sewing machine prior to going to college. So eventually I found myself in the costume shop helping out and doing things. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Jump to sophomore year of college. There's this conference called USITT, United States Institute of Theater and Technology. It's the largest technical theater conference in the nation. It happens once a year in a different city every year.
I believe it got canceled this year.
It did. Yeah, it did, unfortunately. But I'm not surprised.
No.
Anyway, that year it was happening in Cincinnati, Ohio. The school I went to was in near Lexington, Kentucky. I went.
Yeah.
I was required to go to one day via class. They bussed us up there one day.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was great. But because it was so close, the theater department could afford to rent a van
there
and take all this up.
There was one an hour from my college once, but I didn't really know what it was.
I didn't either.
But I couldn't get it together myself to go. And there was no way for me to get there. Gotcha. I think it would have convinced me a lot earlier.
What city was that one in? Was that in... Anaheim? Not Anaheim.
Something like that. Irvine?
Irvine.
Yeah.
I went to that
you
one.
You went to that
yes!
one? Yes.
Yeah. So, oh my God.
Like, I would have had to like get on a train and get a taxi from the train station in Irvine because I went to college in the suburbs of LA. So I just wanted to point that out here, but you should finish your story. So you ended up in the costume shop. You didn't know how to sew.
I did know how to sew.
Oh, you didn't know how to sew.
I knew my way around the sewing machine.
Okay.
Did I know how to sew? No, but I knew my way around the sewing machine. I could stitch a straight line.
Yeah.
I knew how to pin things together.
More than I had going into it.
That kind of thing. Okay. Thank you, 4-H.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yes.
You learned it at 4-H.
Yes,
hell yes.
4-H. So I went, and me being a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed
kid, for sheer
excited
college.
For just anything. I was so excited just to be in this space with so many other artists and so many other options and opportunities. I was looking for a way out after school, something that was going to set me up. So I just started talking to anybody that would talk to me. What I was looking for specifically, I could not tell you. All I was looking for was an internship, a job, a connection, something that was going to help further my career beyond my 4 years at school.
Yeah, and you were in your second year at school.
I was in my second year, yes.
At USITT.
Yes. So I'm walking around. I end up talking to who happened to be the costume shop manager at the Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey. Her name is Kate Mitchell. Wonderful woman.
Is she still there?
She is not. I'm actually not sure she is even in the business anymore.
Interesting.
So we started talking. She told me about the internship. She said,
was it a summer thing?
It's a summer stock.
Cool.
So I didn't know how to sew enough, honestly, to be accepted for that internship. However, because of my ignorance, I submitted portfolio pictures that all I had done was like a hem or sewn on buttons. But I didn't label anything because I didn't know how to work a portfolio. So they looked at these clothes like I had made them when in reality,
I had not. Okay.
So I lied, not on purpose.
I'm going to interject here.
Yes.
So typically when you submit a sewing portfolio, you specify, or a design portfolio, you specify what you designed or what you made or what you did on the garment.
Right.
And Edwin, God, that's, looking at that now, Edwin submitted these pictures of what I'm sure were beautiful garments and had done.
They were cute.
For a second year in college with little sewing experience, had just done the buttons or the finishings. Had
or
not
a
actually
hem or
constructed
a
or designed
yeah.
these garments.
No, I...
So, a bit of a fib.
My involvement was very limited compared to what the picture was. Again, they said, do you have pictures of your work? I just sent them pictures.
Along.
I didn't know what I was doing. I had
fair,
no idea
fair.
What I was doing.
Fake until you make it. So you got the internship?
So I got the internship. I went. Idina, I had the best time of my life.
Of course you did. Summer stock is a rite of passage almost?
Oh, absolutely. Summer stock theater is basically a full a fall and spring season condensed into a summer.
Yeah.
They usually do double the amount of shows and half the amount of time with double the amount of staff.
And they are across the country, in towns across the country, but I will say the East Coast and particularly The Berkshires in Massachusetts are known for
their summer stock
theaters. The density of summer stock theaters.
Yeah. And some theaters will have a fall and spring season in addition to a summer stock season. Or there are some theaters that will only operate on a summer stock. Like Utah Shakespeare Festival.
The Santa Fe Opera. Williamstown Theater Festival.
Mm-hmm. Utah Festival Opera and Musical Theater Company. I mean,
the list goes on.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I went. I had an amazing
time. Were you
in
over your head?
Absolutely. But I didn't realize that I was, because I had such a great shot manager that quickly realized, okay, I see what's happening here.
Did you ever get shit for it?
No, she was actually really, she was really great about it. I also think that they were a little desperate for people to come, because at that point, my experience with summer stock theaters and what one should expect was basically nothing. I actually had to pay them to do this.
Really?
And they didn't pay me at all. I had to pay for housing.
Wow.
I had to pay for my travel there. And
oh, I'm surprised. Usually
it's... But I didn't know any better. Now, after that, I did way more research, and I found out that, oh, no, you should never have to pay for travel.
Yeah.
And you should get a stipend, and you should never have to pay for housing.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
I think I had to pay for travel a few times, but anyway.
It's more common to pay for travel and more acceptable to pay for travel, I feel like. But you should never have to pay for housing.
Never, never. Never pay for housing. Wow.
Yeah. So I
did
that.
You had the summer of your life.
Had a great time. Met some great people that I'm still friends with. And actually, one of them is now working in my shop.
Hell yeah.
One of the staff stitchers that was there that year is now in my shop and is a fellow first hand of mine.
I mean, one of my best friends who Edwin has gotten to know well is one of my friends from my first job in theater, Jean-François.
Yes,
I get it. That's one of the many beautiful things about theater, but how people stay in your life and how the community that is created. Okay, so you did New Jersey.
Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey.
Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey. And you went back to school and...
Then I went back to school the summer after my sophomore year. Okay, so one thing, let me be clear. Most people are familiar with the heavy hitter titles that is in the artist world. You have the costume designer, the lighting designer, the production designer, the producers, the director, and the actors.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to illustrate is when you're growing up, you are familiar with sort of this small group of possible venues that you can go down in terms of a career. And that is something that I quickly realized was not the case once I was in this internship.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, wait a minute. I don't have to be a designer. If I want to be in this costume thing, this world, I don't have to be a designer. Because quite frankly, that didn't give me joy. And I was had a lot of anxiety about going into the costume industry when I didn't want to design. In my heart of hearts, I didn't want to do that. Yeah. I didn't like doing it. I'm not that good at it. That's not to be self-deprecating. I'm just not. So once I was exposed to all these other venues, I said, okay, now I know what I want to do, and that's costume tech. After Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey, I then interned at the Utah Festival Opera and Musical Theater Company as a costume and wardrobe intern.
Oh, so now you were getting beyond just costume tech.
Yes. So I moved into the wardrobe arena, which is your arena.
Which is my arena.
Which we
will talk about. But the wardrobe is the people who
put
the clothes that Edwin is in theory making on the people.
Backstage during the show.
So you did the costume and wardrobe internship.
Yes. Then graduated from college.
Lovely.
Moved out to California. An intern at PCPA, Pacific Conservatory of the Performing Arts.
Okay.
Where I was solely a wardrobe intern for that first summer. Then I moved into the costume shop for the following fall and spring as a first-hand intern.
Uh-huh.
Then I stayed for the following summer as a first-hand intern. Then I moved to Washington, D.C., where I interned as a costume tech intern at Shakespeare Theater Company.
Uh-huh.
Then, this is my resume, so I'll go quick. Shakespeare Theater Company, intern, costume tech. Then I went to the Santa Fe Opera, was on the tailoring team.
So you went back to the Shakespeare Theater in New Jersey?
No, this was Shakespeare Theater Company in D.C.
In D.C., okay.
Not in New Jersey.
You're talking so fast, I didn't understand
you. Oh, she just got red!
Okay, so you So I guess this is the interesting part. This is where we our stories start to converge. Sorry, yes. In Santa Fe.
I mean, granted, we never met
there
until we were both in New York, but we know a lot of the same people.
Yeah. So the Santa Fe Opera is a wonderful, magical opera.
Oh my God, it's incredible!
In Santa Fe, New Mexico, that does their season in the summer. It has one of the best apprenticeship programs in the world for singers and technicians.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lucky enough to participate in the tech apprenticeship program.
Yeah.
And then you came to New York?
Well, no, I bounced around in D.C. for, I was in D.C. for a total of 4 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you were there for that long.
Yeah. So I did Shakespeare Theater Company, intern, Santa Fe Opera.
Is there one that,
then I went,
is what? There one in D.C., is there one theater in D.C. that sticks out to you?
I mean, they all kind of stick out to me. Each one had their own quirks, and I learned different things at each one.
And these
one.
Were regional theaters.
These were all regional theaters, yeah. There was I was the head of costumes and wardrobe at Folger Shakespeare Library, or Folger Theater, the Folger Shakespeare Library on Capitol Hill for 2 seasons. And then I was a first hand at Arena Stage for a season. I freelanced at Signature Theater in Arlington for a
little bit. You bounced around to all the big ones.
I did a summer at Wolf Trap Opera.
Uh-huh.
And then I came to New York.
And what pushed you to finally come to New York?
That is a whole episode.
What? Leaving me hanging.
There was a point in my life where there was a culmination of change that forced me to make some hard decisions. And one of those was to very quickly leave everything and come to New York. Coming to New York was the best decision.
Yeah.
I am very happy here. I'm glad I'm here. Things happen. Life happens. And this is just part of it. And here we are.
In New York.
In New York, in Brooklyn, talking to you fine folk. So.
Do you want to leave it there?
Let's leave it there. That can be another episode.
Yeah. So you got Edwin's costume life story and hopefully a little bit of insight into our jobs that we are not currently doing.
Not currently. Oh my gosh, that sounds so depressing, but it's true.
It's true. I'm just trying to like be real. And that's part of why it's fun to talk about our jobs, because we love
our jobs.
We love our jobs. And
we really do.
We love our community, clearly. And it brought us together. It brought me to a lot of other wonderful humans. And it'll be an exciting thing to return to when this all calms down.
All right. How are we doing on time, Adina?
We have 9 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
Anything else you want to say? Want to recommend?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear it.
The movie Trolls.
Oh, Edwin loves his Trolls movie.
I love the movie Trolls.
Maybe I'll finally watch it.
It is so lovely. It is all about friendship and solidarity and acceptance and love. And it's colorful and it's bright and it's fun. And
what
it's
a fun thing
cute.
To be watching right now.
Yes. Anna Kendrick, Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
who doesn't
I
want...
I love Anna Kendrick.
Who doesn't want that? Yes. The other thing is I have a song by TLC called Sunny.
Yes.
By their most recent album, their 2017 album, just self-titled TLC. But that song in particular, I was listening to that this morning amidst the clouds and rain. And it brought me joy. So love there that. We are. All right. Recommendations from you, my fair friend.
Check out Patrick Stewart on Instagram. He is reading a sonnet a day if you need a little poetry.
I didn't realize it was a sonnet a day.
He's doing one every day from now on, I guess. I hope. So Patrick Stewart on Instagram, reading a sonnet a day. Update about the podcast. We're on iTunes now.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you mentioned it. We are on iTunes. Please do us a solid. Go on there. Subscribe. Rate us.
Like and share.
Like and share.
Email us if you want. diariesofacovid19affair@gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram.
Adina Michal 93.
Edwin Schiff, SCHIFF.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. And
we'll
see
tell
you
more about Adina's story in theater tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. All right, bye you guys.
Bye.